Morning, Jane. Thanks for having me.
Well, this is an interesting series that you're delivering. What inspired you to do this, sir?
Just all my years in the federal, working in the federal government. I was in the Senate for 22 years, and then I was on the Broadcasting Board of Governors for 13 years, and I've just been kind of annoyed, to put it mildly, at what's been going on the last 20-some years of denigrating federal employees, and I just find federal employees to be extraordinarily well-qualified, competent, smart. I spent a number of years in the private sector. I don't see a whole lot of difference, frankly, between the private sector employees and federal employees in terms of their competence and ability and how much they care about what they do. And, in fact, with federal employees, I see a little bit more I'm trying to do something to make the world a better place. So it just bothered me for many years, and now that I'm a senator, I just think this is the best way that I can kind of shine a light on the myriad of federal employees who do a great job.
And a lot of federal employees are buffeted back and forth by changes in Congress and in the administration. So what do you suppose is the motivation that so many of your fellow legislators have in sometimes running against federal employees and what they call the bureaucracy?
I don't know. I think it's one of those things, like people run against the Congress, sometimes they run against federal employees. I don't get it, frankly. I mean, how are we ever going to make any progress in this country if we don't honor our federal employees? And fortunately, I don't see any fall off in the quality of federal employees in the 36 years I've been hanging around here. So I don't think it affects the quality of federal employees, but it's just one of those things that people do that just really annoys me. And that's frankly one of the great things about being a senator. When something annoys you, you can do something about it, and that's what I'm trying to do. It's no big deal. Just every week I'm picking out a different federal employee, and I want to make a real point. These are not just like the stars. I have some that got awards, but most of the people are just people who do a good job every day to come to work and deliver, and that's what I find about most federal employees.
Well, this is very refreshing. I think that federal employees will greatly appreciate, you know, the recognition, because you're right. Oftentimes they are, you know, targeted and abused when something goes wrong, and you know, occasionally things do go wrong in the federal government, but you know, they don't get much praise on the other side when things go right. And when things go right, it's just business as usual, and they don't get much recognition for that. But if you would you share with us your speech that you're intending this week for the floor of the Senate?
Sure. This week I'm kind of doing in honor of the 4th of July, and I picked John Granville, who is a native of Buffalo, New York. He was in the Peace Corps, and then he joined USAID in 2005, and he was assigned to Kenya, and then after that he was assigned to Darfur. And his job was to distribute radios, I was on the Broadcasting Board of Governors, so I think radios are really, really important. And he did that, and then on New Year's Day 2008, he was killed by four militants who targeted his car because of diplomatic plates. He was only 33 years old.
And
wow.
Yeah, that's quite shocking. But you know, you mentioned now twice that you've served on the Broadcasting Board of Governors. I know a little about that agency, and one of the other governors that serves with you, Blanquita Cullum.
Oh yes.
And so you know, I know that there are journalists around the globe that put their lives in danger every day.
Absolutely.
To report the news that's going on in their country.
Yeah, and I'm gonna mention that in my speech. I mean, no, these journalists are incredible, and a number of them died. In fact, my favorite accomplishments while I was on the board was to lead a group to get a monument in the building where Voice America is located to our journalists who have died. And the most disturbing part about it, Jane, is that it's getting more frequent. This is something that in recent years more journalists have been targeted because of the fact that these dictators and totalitarian states just are scared to death of freedom of the press, and rather than just, you know, what normally was a practice, despicable practice of beating them or throwing them out of the country, now they're actually getting killed. And so the journalist, there's no one braver. But I tell you, our friends and folks in USAID, folks in the State Department in terms of serving overseas, but our folks here, civil employees here in the United States are just doing an incredible job. And the one point is, we have so many challenges coming up. All you have to do is pick up the paper and read about the challenges. Do we really think we're going to do something about solar power if we don't have really good employees over at the Energy Department? Do we really think we're going to be able to deal with these incredible problems we have coming up if we don't have good federal employees? And fortunately, we have good federal employees. So this is one of those things where it's just a something I feel very, very strongly about. I've got a great product in terms of the federal employees out there, and I'm trying to do my little bit to get everybody in America to understand what great federal employees we have.
I had a question. You were on the staff of the Senate for many years. You worked for Joe Biden when he was in the Senate. Yeah. I'm wondering, what's it look like now from the inside of the Senate chamber?
Yeah, it's different, but it's not as different as I thought it. Tom. It's really surprising how much it's the same, and how easy it's been to kind of do the public part of the job. I really thought that it'd be very difficult, you know, to do shows like this or do media shows, but also to speak on the floor and question the committees and all the rest of those things. And I'm finding it's a lot easier than I thought. I think the big reason is the reason why I was a little nervous about and more than a little nervous about it when I was working up here is, you know, if I messed up, it reflected on Senator Biden. Now, if I mess up, it just reflects on me.
Well, that's not
it's
something.
Liberating. It's liberating. I couldn't figure out why it was so liberating, but it is incredibly liberating to know that, you know, if you make a mistake, it doesn't hurt anybody else. You're just hurting yourself.
Well, Senator, you've got some big issues ahead of you with health care reform and, you know, cap and trade heading your direction. What do you think? What's your priority issue? What will you be working the hardest on?
My number one priority issue is jobs. My number one priority is doing everything I can to get the stimulus money spent and spread around, to do everything I can every day to try to do something about jobs. I mean, it is, you know, you look at the numbers, and the numbers are kind of like, well, you're 9%, 9.5%, they're numbers. But when you look at people, what people go through, who lose their jobs, and a lot of these people have never, you know, they're not, and they've never lost their jobs. They don't know anybody that's lost their jobs. I actually went to breakfast with four of my friends in Delaware the other day, and all five of us had lost someone very close to them had lost their job.
Yeah, because you think of Delaware as the home of so many corporations and a wealthy state, but yet Delaware houses Wilmington, which is a pretty, you know, downtrodden city. What are some of the projects happening in Wilmington from the state?
Well, there's a number in Wilmington. Everything from, you know, keeping the police on the streets to building entrepreneurial companies that will help with the energy crisis, trying to get this healthcare technology. But Tom, the big loss to us is we were outside of Michigan and Missouri. We had the largest percentage of auto workers in the country. We had two big auto plants. At their peak, they were employing like 15,000 employees. Both of them have been closed in the last 6 months. So we have an incredible, you know, we've always kind of dodged the bullet, but in this case we haven't. And then the credit card business is, as you know, is contracting. So it's tough for all the states. And I'm not just doing it for the Delaware people. I'm doing it for everybody. But that's my number one. Now, I'm also obviously incredibly interested in health care reform because I think that can do a great deal to help us with jobs and the energy bill. And then I'm on the Foreign Relations Committee, so I'm very concerned about Afghanistan, Pakistan, Iraq, what's going on in North Korea, Iran. It's a full plate. I mean, it's really I've been around this place working here or following or helping the former Senator Biden for 36 years. I've never seen anything even close to the quantity of major decisions are going to have to be made over the next 18 months.
And Senator Kaufman, do you stay in touch with Senator Biden? Does he have any words of advice?
Oh, yeah, he loves us. He loves giving me advice.
Yeah. What's his best advice to you as a new senator?
It's more like details. I mean, it's more like, you know, it's not the big things. You know, when I was sworn in, he was there. Vice President Cheney swore me in, and after it was over, I was standing on the floor, and I had a reception set up, and I was really in a hurry, and I had to get off the floor. And my senior senator, Tom Carver, Dell was speaking. I just had to go because I was going to be late, so I started leaving. He grabbed my arm and said, "Don't go." And I saw he stood there for a while. And when Senator Carper finished, he said, "Go over and ask for the permission to speak." I'd never been on the Senate floor before. He said, "Ask permission to speak and say something about Tom Carper," which I did. And after it was over, I went to the reception, and people that seen on TV said, "God, you really did a great job. It looked like you knew your way about the floor." I said, "Well, if you have a vice president staffing you, it makes it a lot easier."
Good advice.
I bet those conductors on the Amtrak miss him, too.
Oh, they really do miss him. And he misses them. And he misses the Senate.
Well, you know, I'll tell you, it was really surprising for him to step up to that role because I know how much he likes the Senate, and he had a very influential role there. So I can imagine. But he's playing his part. He was over in Iraq very recently, and so he's still on the international stage. And Senator Kaufman, we appreciate you joining us today to talk about the federal employees and on the salute that you're giving them on the Senate floor.
Hey, thanks a lot.